This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Time now for The Puzzle. Let's start with last week's challenge from the puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Think of a much-discussed subject in the news. Two words, five letters in the first word, six letters in the last. The letters of the five-letter word can be rearranged to get the first five letters of the six-letter word, and the six-letter word ends in a Y. What's the subject?
Well, more than 1,000 of you figured out the answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is Lillian Moody of Phoenix, Arizona. Congratulations, Lillian.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, what was the answer to last week's challenge?
Green energy.
And how long did it take you to figure this out?
Somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes.
All right. So not a whole day. That's pretty quick. And we should mention, you're a manager in the Arizona State Land Department. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And I understand you also are a bit of a Scrabble player.
I love Scrabble.
Me too. I was wondering, do you have a favorite letter, that kind of letter that you draw and you think, yes, all the possibilities are open to me when I have this letter?
Oh, I love all the 10-value letters, of course. I love W's.
W's. I'm an R fan. I like the R. Before we get too far down the Scrabble tangent, I'm going to introduce you to the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel. And Lillian, congratulations.
Thank you again.
Okay, Lillian. So without further ado, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I think so.
All right. You sound hesitant, but let's give it a go, Will. Let's make it happen.
All right, Lillian and Rachel, happy April Fool's Day.
Uh-oh.
Today I've brought some playful puzzles from an old English book called Lateral Thinking Puzzles by Hannah Robson and Nick Hoare. These all have a drinking theme, and they'll test your wits. Here's number one. When they threw us out of the pub at midnight on Christmas Eve, it was snowing hard. What is the probability that it would have been sunny 72 hours later?
Sunny 72 hours later if it was snowing at midnight?
Well, 72 hours later would be 3 days later.
3 days later? What's the probability that it'd be sunny three days later?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Want to take a wild guess?
50%.
Yeah? What do you think? What do you think, Rachel?
I have no idea.
Well, the probability is zero. In 72 hours, it would be midnight again. So it would not be sunny 72 hours.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's dark.
It's dark again, 72 hours later.
Will, you're such a trickster, okay?
What happened to the anagrams? I was so ready for those.
The anagrams will return.
All
but
right.
Meanwhile, Jonathan and Margaret met in the pub last night for the first time in 10 months, although they have been happily married for 2 years. How is this?
One's been away.
Happily married because they live apart.
They live apart. They're visiting each other. One's been in the military I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Once more. So they met in the pub last night for the first time in 10 months,
mm-hmm.
although they've been happily married for 2 years.
Are they married to each other?
They aren't married to each other.
They aren't married to each other.
Sneaky.
Yep, can't take anything for granted.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Okay. In a balloon that's stationary off the coast of Ireland, I dropped 2 wine bottles off the side, one of them full, the other one empty. Which bottle hit the ground first?
You would think the full one.
Yeah? What do you think, Rachel?
But it can't be that easy.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about Ireland. What does that have to do with
Ireland is surrounded by water.
Right.
Which is going to fall first, the empty bottle or the full bottle?
Yeah, which one hit the ground first?
Which hit the... Well, you can. It's in the water.
Exactly. Neither one if they hit the sea.
Lillian.
Oh, gosh. I'm not shamed after all.
Well done. That was a good one.
Okay, we got one more.
Good.
Oh, God.
This is so humbling.
I don't know if I can take this any longer.
What happens every year at 8:15 p.m. at the bar of the Brown Rat in Inverness, on November 31st.
What happens at 8:15
p.m. Uh-huh. at the bar of the Brown Rat in Inverness on November 31st?
November 31st?
Uh-huh.
There isn't a 31st in November.
There you go.
Good
Nothing
job.
Happens
Nothing
then. Nice
happens.
Job.
Oh, man. Are we done, Will?
We're done.
Oh,
oh my God.
We deserve something for that. An extra cup of coffee or something. That was really well done.
Or drinks at the pub.
Or drinks at the pub. Exactly. Congratulations for playing the puzzle today. You will get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle.
And, well, I couldn't have done it without you, Rachel.
Well, we muddled through it together. And before we let you go, Lillian, what is your public radio station?
KJZZ, KJAZZ, Phoenix, Arizona.
Perfect. Lillian Moody, thank you so much for playing the puzzle this week.
You're welcome.
Okay, Will. So I don't know if you could top that, but what's our challenge for next week?
Yes, with baseball season just opening, I have a baseball-themed puzzle, and there's no trick involved. Name some things seen at a baseball game. This is a two-word phrase, four letters in each word. Change one letter in each word to a new letter to get a new two-word phrase that names a popular music group of the past. And it's a group I think everyone knows. Name the group. So again, things that you see at a baseball game, two-word phrase, 4-4, change one letter in each word to a new letter to get a new two-word phrase that names a popular music group of the past. Name the group.
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, happy April Fool's.
Happy April Fool's Day, Rachel.
Thanks.